Okay, hello everyone. The next shir, the next parak after Kina is Reish, is Ruach HaKodesh. So Chaim starts off with a very pasha d'shayla, which is that the Gemara in Soita says, Tanu Rabbanim, Shemesu Chag HaZachari Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. That once it was Mesu Chag HaZachari Malachi, no more Nevuah. No more, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. So, on the one hand, it says in the Gemara in Soita, there was nostalgia ruach hakodesh from Klal Yisrael. After that death of Zachariah Malach, Chag Zachariah Malachi. On the other hand, tzarchim damatzina b'kama makomos etzal tanoim shahayu lehem ruach hakodesh. It says even by the Tanoim that are way after the Nevi'im, they had Ruach HaKodesh. It says in Erevin, Laman no shekivin ringum leo Baruch HaKodesh, uvin edarim, tzavar Rabbi Kiva Baruch HaKodesh, uvi Yerushalmi Shvi'es, tzavar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Baruch HaKodesh, uvi Yerushalmi Soita, tzavar Rabbi Meir Baruch HaKodesh, uvi Sanhedrin, Shmua HaKatan Amar B'Shas P'tir Asai, became in Nevoah. So look, what's going on over here? Then he asks further, not just that Tanoim, Harab Chaim Vital B'Sefer Shari Kedusha writes, Yidin Bozneinu Shamanu, people got to Ruach HaKodesh in our times. And in the days of the Arizal, he says it was Ruach HaKodesh. There was Ruach HaKodesh from the Gra, Chavetz Chaim, Gedolim, that were able to see things, and they said things that were going to happen, the Taka happened. So what's going on? There's a lot of dargas in Ruach HaKodesh. The Masha Omer Bagamar Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael HaKavon Al Nevuah Mamish. There's no Nevuah. She's then Nistalik until the Yohanavi comes back. We will not have Nevuah. Okay? However, just because we don't have Nevuah doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not communicating with us or with our Tamidei Chachamim. There's a lashon in the Ramban that the Ramban says that in Baba Basra, it says, Afal pish nistalka nevua min ha-nevim, even though nevua was taken away from the nevim, lo nistalka min ha-chachamim, but it wasn't taken away from the Chachamim. So the Ramban there writes, what do you mean Nevuah wasn't taken away from the Chachamim? But it says Nevuah was taken away. So the Ramban says in Baba Basra, what that means is that even though they don't have Nevuah, but Shemidabrim B'Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam, they're able to communicate with the Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? And he brings that there's a lot of levels in Ruach HaKodesh. There's a Ruach HaKodesh Achakach Yesh HaChacham Margish Be'emes. There could be that the Chacham realizes Kilu Shoydi'u Min HaShemayim Kach V'Kach, that he got a message from HaShemayim. Uchbosh HaKasim Maran HaChazonish, like the Chazonish writes such an idea. Yesh Oyd Mimidat HaBitochen, there's a concept to be B'Teach, Kala B'Teach Shoyre Ruach HaKodesh U'Meslava Imoy Ruach Oiz HaMivasroi, and Hashem will help him. Okay, now he brings this Ramban. He says, "Avu bishenitzel nevuah mina neviim shuhamare vehachazon." That's showing you an image. Nevuah sachachamim, but the nevuah of a chacham she b'derech hachachma loynitzel. That was never taken away. Ela yoydin ames. They know the truth. Baruch hakodesh bekirbam. V'yesh har bepam shachacham oyim lefi chachmas ma'ashenir alay. Or you could, and you sometimes you could have that the chacham doesn't realize that Hashem is feeding him information. What happens is the Chacham says something with his Chachma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu maskim imoy, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it happen. Like it says, called Doiver Emes Veino Roitz Alach Shav Sheker Below the Daber Sheker. Sefer Chassidim says one of the things is that the person says the Emes, and he's very mak, but never to lie. A fuel drum she yachshav v'she yidaber. Anything that he says, Afal pi shelo yiskaven lam, everything will come true because the sigzar oimer v'yakim loch. You're so careful about midas emes. Hashem is going to have to be careful to make sure that what you say is nisames. V'zeh shematino b'gemara by choni amagol that he said it has to rain and it rained. Okay. Now there's another inyan besides that. V'yesh oidin shemin shemaim nusin bepivah maloimar. This I think the Chazon Ish writes is the most common kind of Ruach HaKodesh, in case you're, you know, trying to figure out which one you have. So it may not be, you know, the upper level Ruach HaKodesh, it's the lower level one. But the Ruach HaKodesh is not necessarily that a person is even aware. He's getting like, oh, this is good information. He just says what he thinks. But the way the idea got to his mind is the direct Ruach HaKodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, you know, what to say. He doesn't know it. Maybe that's called Das Torah. Okay, and we spoke out a few weeks ago that I spoke it out here, that it's brought down from the Gra. If you learn for 3 hours, then you'll come to the Das Torah on something. And Rabbi Yerucham explains what that really means is that after learning 3 hours, you've cleaned out your mind and cleaned out your brain, that the idea that comes in will be the Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, so that's the idea, that a person can have Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, you know, Harbe Pa'am Meitzel HaGadoylem, Shalachar Oynim Kain, Ula Sheini Oynim Sheyasel Hapech. How could it be that sometimes two people come to Rabbi Yashiv and they'll ask him a very similar question? One person will give one answer, another person will say A, and another person will say B. Because the answer is he's not answering it. He's getting the answer in a Shemayim. And for each person, the answer could be different. And it's a little bit like a Nevuah. Okay? And it could also be that the Eitzah that he gives, because he was Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim, will come true. Okay? Now, and that's why you find in Chazal that they say sometimes someone asked an Eitzah from a Talmud Chacham and they were told, look, I'm giving you an Eitzah, but the Eitzah I'm giving you is not from me, it's from the Torah itself. Okay, and that's why it could depend on who's asking. I've seen this by the G'doylim. So it also has to do with the Shoyal. If the Shoyal asks a question, which is, and he's always asking, he wants to get the right Eitzah from Shemayim. If the Shoyal asks the right question, then Hashem will give the person answering him Siyata D'Shemayah that he has the right answer for him. Okay? That's the pshat, okay? So it has to do with the shoyal as well. And that's why you ask Das Torah. Because if you ask Das Torah, Hashem will make sure you get the right answer. This is a part of the Ldavka boy, that a person should ask people, because it's really he's getting the answer from Hashem, because Hashem is using that person to give him the Talmud Chacham, to give him the right answer. I'm not going to go through stories, but there are tens and dozens of stories of Reb Chaim himself of Ruach HaKodesh. This is a Kerech of Talmud Chacham with pure Torah knowledge that he's able to, you know, really get what Hashem wants on any particular Indian and any particular question. And that's the actually the godless of a Talmud Chacham. Okay. We have a few more sections, four more. And after that, I guess we'll see what we'll do the rest of the summer. Okay. So everyone have a great Shabbos and good night, and we will be in touch.
Shkayach.
Shkayach. Shkayach.